A lot of journalists have taken on the story of Arizona Republic reporter Don Bowles, who was killed in a June 1976 car bombing. That incident led to reporters and editors from across the country coming to Phoenix to finish his work. It also, for many people, signaled the end of an innocent time, however deceptive that may sound, for the young city. John Talton is a native Phoenician and was a longtime columnist for The Republic. He's also written a series of mysteries featuring Valley historian and detective David Mapstone. Talton's latest, The Bomb Shelter, features his take on the Bowles bombing. Talton spends much of the year in Seattle, but also maintains a residence here in Phoenix, and he's with me. John, a lot of people know the story of this bombing, but may not know the details or whether the right people were convicted. Why did you take this subject on?
Readers have been after me to have my fictional detective investigate the historic murder of the Arizona Republic's Don Bowles, which happened in 1976, and even I have a little personal story about that. I was always reluctant to because, first of all, it is a rabbit hole of information and conspiracy theories, and everybody knows who did it, but maybe not, and there's all these suspects and all these players. And then, secondly, I did not want to appear to be exploiting tragedy at the expense of his family. But I'll just say, as an author, it was an intimidating subject matter. So nine mapstones later, here we are with a fictionalized account of it happening in 1978 instead of 76 as it actually happened.
Your background, your connection to this is interesting. I mean, you were working another job, very different job at that point.
I was. I was an EMT paramedic, and I was on duty that day. And my partner and I were one call rotation away from the Bowles bombing. And we caught a 962, an auto accident with injuries, at 16th Street and Southern, and responded to that. And less than a minute later came the bombing call. And a friend of mine responded to that, and she reported in detail what they found at that scene.
It was shocking to so many people on many levels, one, because he was a journalist, a newspaper reporter, and also because it was in the middle of the day.
It was. Phoenix was not immune to bombings. It was not immune to mob crime. But for it to happen so prominently in the middle of the day in Midtown Phoenix, which in those days was the happening place. It was a combination of the Camelback Corridor, the Price Corridor, North Scottsdale, all rolled into one.
John, tell me more about, not just as a journalist, but as someone who was a paramedic that night. What intrigued you the most? I mean, you talked about the rabbit hole, of course. There are so many different theories. But let's talk about just as a fiction writer, and someone who had this on your mind for a while, what made you feel like you were ready to dive in to some extent? And what intrigued you the most about the way you wanted to tell your story as opposed to the real story?
Well, we came up on the 40th anniversary of the real event, and I began doing deeper research, and some of the key detectives were getting up there in years, and I wanted to spend time with them, which they were generous enough to grant me. So I had never done a full-blown Phoenix gangster novel before. Mapstone and Sheriff Peralta have investigated a lot of things. Mapstone is the historian of a very different sheriff's office, and his specialty is investigating old crimes, unsolved from cold cases from can be 60, 70 years ago. But I've never written the gangland Phoenix mystery before. It was a big challenge.
How has Mapstone changed? I know that, you know, you and I have talked about these books since they started, and I recall that certainly the first one, I can't remember if it was the first two or not, when you had written them before you'd moved back here to your hometown, and we had talked at the time, there was just a different tone to them. So what has changed about the tone to now, and what has changed about Mapstone?
Well, a reader told me once that there was a decidedly darker tone in the novels once I actually moved back to Phoenix. I never thought I would move back here. And when I wrote Concrete Desert, which is the first Mapstone novel, it was kind of a love letter home. Mapstone's older. His wife, Lindsay, the computer whiz, is older. Peralta is older and does not need this job, but has somehow gone back to it. But they all have much skin in the game in this case, much more than they realize.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned how the Bowles murder, you know, whether the famous landowner was involved, whether he told someone to do something or whatever it is, that's still in dispute to some extent. Some people served time in jail for it. Other people perhaps should have and didn't. Is the end of the bomb shelter decisive as far as who did it in the book?
Yes.
Was that difficult for you to arrive at that, or is that sort of, did you have to satisfy yourself, your editor, audiences, what?
I think that it was fairly easy to arrive at once the research and the interviews were done. But again, this is fiction. Mm-hmm. And so what I had to do was take a pile of evidence and a pile of interviews and then sift out the conspiracy theories and the speculation and turn it into fiction that people will actually want to read. Mm-hmm. And again, I want to emphasize this is fiction. This is my reporter's name is Charles Page, and he works for the Phoenix Gazette. And I don't want anybody to think this is the Don Bowles story. But I take this where I believe it really went.
John Talton is the Rogue columnist. He splits his time now between Seattle and Phoenix. His latest David Mapstone mystery novel is out this week. It's called The Bomb Shelter. John, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Steve.